Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com. There's no issues when it comes to Ballas breaking down Michigan football, basketball, and everything University of Michigan athletics at the Wolverine.com. So, Chris, before we get to the trap game comment, is it one with Northwestern? Your thoughts on the noon kickoff. When you heard it yesterday, going into what you were thinking it would be, is the noon kickoff right for Michigan and Michigan State?
Yeah, that's the game that Fox has been trying to prop up, right? Their big noon game. And I love it as a journalist because I get to get done writing early. I'm not up all night, and I get to go back and finish my writing and watch the 7:30 games. And there's going to be a great one, right? Penn State and Ohio State. So, plus the crowd will be a little more respectful. I don't think there won't be as many libations before the game, right? And I saw what it did at Wisconsin. That was a late arriving crowd, and Michigan had a couple touchdowns or a couple scores on the board before that crowd even got into the stadium. So I think it's better for the road team. There's no question about it. So to me, it's perfect. And you know, as Bo Schembechler once said, every game should be kicked off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Those days are gone, but love it and can't wait for it. I don't think in any way, shape, or form this is a trap game on Saturday. As Jim Harbaugh said on Monday, he said the way those guys came back from the bye week, they had Friday and Saturday off. They practiced Sunday like the next game on their schedule was the biggest game of the year, which it's supposed to be. So he's pretty excited about this group of guys, I'll tell you that.
Does Northwestern bring anything to the Big House where they could shock Michigan?
No, honestly, they have no team speed. It was a stunner kind of that they beat Rutgers the way they did, and they improve a little bit. It's funny, Bill, I keep hearing all these people talking about Pat Fitzgerald like he's some crappy coach, and you look what he's done at Northwestern the last 6 years and with that program since he's been there. They're going to have down years because it's Northwestern, people. You know, it's harder to get kids into school there. They have standards, and it's not a Big Ten powerhouse. Half the time you go in there, the stadium is half filled with the other team's fans, so it's tough. But he's a great coach, and his teams will improve, but they just don't have the team speed. We saw that in week one, right, against Michigan State, and we've seen it throughout the year. So I don't think there's anything they can do. It'd be an absolute stunner if they were in that game in the late in the third quarter. To me, I think Michigan will win that one by at least three touchdowns, maybe more.
In terms of health, you know, outside of losing Bell early in the season, Michigan seems to be pretty healthy. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, and what Harbaugh said on Monday, he said the guys that were banged up, he thinks will be back. Now, I don't think Roman Wilson will play, and it wouldn't stun me at all if some of their offensive linemen sat out too, if they can get away with it. Maybe they'll be dressed for emergencies like Zach Zinter, who's had a hand injury, Michigan's right guard, who's probably their best lineman, one of their best linemen anyway, and has had an ankle injury as well, I believe it is, or a lower body injury. So wouldn't surprise me to see Trevor Keegan at left guard sit out. It was amazing how well those guys did when they came in, Chuck Filiaga and Carson Barnes. In that snake pit of a football stadium at Nebraska, and it was one of the loudest we've ever heard. Those guys came in and played really good football. So if they can get away with it and let those guys rest for one more week, I think they will. But Ronnie Bell would be the only guy not going to be back, in my opinion, for the Michigan State game. Roman Wilson has a hand injury. He sat out the Nebraska game. Michigan's probably their second best receiver, or at least right up there. He should be back at least for Michigan State. Might even be back this weekend.
Looking ahead. And again, with Northwestern Saturday, and I'll assume that will be a 3-touchdown victory. That Michigan-Michigan State rivalry, I know we talked about it last week, but when you look at it now and you get through Indiana hosting Michigan State, Spartans taking care of business, and I just mentioned the Pro Football College defensive front seven rankings, Michigan right there at 2 behind Georgia, Michigan State at 4. I mean, this game really has the makings of an epic rivalry matchup.
It does, and we're going to find out a lot about both teams in that game. And neither one of them has played a really tough schedule, if we're being honest. I think the combined record of Michigan State opponents is like 16-30. And Michigan, I don't think have they beaten a team with a winning record at this point that has a winning record now. That Washington lost again last week to UCLA. So you look at it, and but you play the teams that are in front of you, right? I remember 1997, everybody saying what a gauntlet of a schedule Michigan had, and none of those teams on their slate proved to be as good as they were supposed to be, starting with Colorado in week one, and they decimated them 27-3, but you don't apologize for it. You win the games in front of you, and Michigan and Michigan State both have had some closer than expected calls. Michigan with Rutgers, Michigan State with Nebraska and Indiana. So it's all about winning, and there's a reason that you're undefeated. You know how to win, and so I can't wait for that one, Bill. You don't look past Northwestern again. Pat Fitzgerald is a good football coach, but they just don't have team speed. They don't have playmakers. I don't see how they're going to keep that game close without a lot of help from Michigan or a weather game, and it doesn't look like the latter is going to be an issue. It looks like partly cloudy and 55, perfect football weather on Saturday.
Chris Ballas with Weather on the Nines right here on the huge radio network, the unexpected weather forecast. You can hear it on the Nines at thewolverine.com. One other note from Harbaugh's weekly Monday press briefing. He said that McCarthy will see more action against Northwestern.
As he should, and they like him a lot. He's had great practices, and there could be a game, Bill, where they need his arm. Cade McNamara has been solid. There's no question about it. I watched that Nebraska game again. Everybody looks at the overthrows. You're going to see he had a couple of them against Nebraska. He also has had some dimes this year. Michigan, I think, is fifth in the country or ninth or something like that with five touchdown passes over 50 yards, and those weren't flukes. Those were balls put on the money by both him and McCarthy. So I think there's no question that McCarthy's the future. But right now, as Matt Weiss said, Michigan's quarterback's coach last night on the Inside Michigan radio show, he said this is the kid who doesn't make mistakes. He always gets us into the right play. He knows what he's doing, and he is running the offense just exactly the way we want him to. And he had a couple drives in that game, Bill. I can't remember the last time Michigan punted from its own end zone. When they get inside their five or inside the 10-yard line, he is getting them out of there, and they're either flipping the field or, in the case of Nebraska, they drove down for a field goal and I think a touchdown on a couple of drives of like 85, 90 yards. So he's doing something right. And for anybody who says, oh, it's all about the run game and so on and so forth, well, you've got a quarterback who has the ability to check into running plays if he sees that it might work. And he's done a stellar job of that. So he's done a lot of good things. He's protected the ball, not taking sacks and not turning the ball over. You're going to win a lot of football games with a guy like that.
Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com is joining us on the Meyer guest line. Michigan back in action Saturday at home against Northwestern. Then a week from Saturday at noon at Spartan Stadium, Michigan at Michigan State. I will talk later in the week. I'll get your prediction on Northwestern at Michigan.
Sounds good, Billy. Thanks for having me, buddy.
All right, Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with University of Michigan Athletics.